I've mentioned quite often, you can learn a lot by reading the comments sections of online news stories, social media posts. When it comes to the current state of politics, factual, conspiratorial, a lot of people proclaim God as the guide for all that troubles us and all that challenges us. Well, I've caught something about these people who say they walk in and proclaim God's word with devotion and obedience. That only lasts until they disagree with it. Well, you be the judge. They talk about leadership and how God's word is what leads us. Do you think everyone would agree with what Romans 13 verses 1 and 2 say? Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. You also see in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 13 to 17, therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free yet not, using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. There are people who proclaim God's word who have opinions of gay marriage. Do you think they always follow along with what we learn in Matthew 19, verses 4 and 5? This is Jesus speaking. And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? Or in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 and 3, nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. When it comes to obedience, we learn in the Bible in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Hebrews 13:17, obey those who rule over you and be submissive. For they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Now there are other verses I can bring to you, but I think you get the idea. The Bible isn't a restaurant menu where you pick what you like and ignore the rest. Every word of God is to be embraced fully, as some will give you the comfort and rest that you're looking for, while others will supply you with the wisdom and guidance that you really and truly need.